This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and you know what? Pete Davidson's tongue has made me horny, and I am ashamed. Is made me horny is what I said.
I'm Brandi Posey, and this year I absolutely need to know which crystal will help me fucking win Vaughn's Monopoly. I need to know, guys.
I'm Tess Barker, and I was conceived in Reno, and it shows.
This is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara Brandi. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Ba-dum-bum. We're in the show. We're here.
Oh, my God. Hello, hello.
Yeah.
Welcome. Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Yep, that's it. Hey, happy birthday to me. I'm just going to say it. We're recording this before
happy
my birthday.
Brandi.
This drops on my actual birthday.
Wow.
I want to give a quick shout out before we get started. I don't know why I'm showing you guys because it's an audio podcast, but one of our fans sent me a birthday present.
What'd you get?
It's Abe Lincoln riding a T-Rex from an Etsy shop, and it says, happy birthday, Brandi. Love, a nice Shauna.
Oh, my God.
Oh, because you,
because did you make fun of Shauna's?
Yeah, I don't believe Shauna's are
good
people.
Do you post your address?
P.O. Box.
We have a P.O. Box.
No. We got a P.O. Box.
Yeah, no, we have a P.O. Box.
No.
So concerned.
No. You should get a P.O. Box because people will send you like snacks and gifts. And
no. You would probably get lots of weird
you
shit.
You would get weird
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Let's bring on our guests. We love her.
She's so funny. She has a great podcast called Why Won't You Date Me? She hosts Nailed It. And she also has a Netflix special on Comedians of the World. Nicole Byer.
So
you'd probably get weird cakes. I bet you anything people would send you weird cakes.
People
shit.
Like to bring food to shows, and I don't, like, not to be rude, I don't eat it. Mm. I don't know what your kitchen looks like.
No.
I don't know if you wash your hands.
No.
I don't know if you're trying to kill me.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But I have eaten cakes that have been left on my doorstep.
Okay.
But it turned out it was from Netflix, so it was fine.
Okay.
But truly, I was like, don't know. And I was like Instagram storying it, and people were like, please don't eat that. And I was like, no, I'm going to. It's so nice looking. But it turns out it was fine, and no one was trying to kill me.
So that's really good. It's not really about it being from strange places. It's about, let's be honest, it's not pretty enough for you.
Yeah, maybe.
The presentation. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Netflix can get a really nice looking cake.
Also, that I knew was from a store. So I trust a store's, yes, like a bakery's kitchen.
Absolutely.
But just like a basic person on the street, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. You know, we've had listeners make us cheddar chive scones, and they were
awesome.
Very delicious.
Yeah. They're awesome. But I live on the edge. Yeah, they were like the Red Lobster.
Cheddar
Bay biscuits.
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah. They're like,
I
that
do
is scone
love me
form.
Some Cheddar Bay biscuits.
My first birthday with my boyfriend, he made me Cheddar Bay biscuits instead of cupcakes because he knows I'm a savory gal.
Aww.
That's nice.
Yeah. It was like okay, you're going to be around for a minute.
That means he like listens and cares.
Mm-hmm.
What a treat.
And makes stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All good things.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't clean up after himself, but he's real good at cooking.
Get one or the other.
Yeah, it's real hard to get the whole thing.
So that's kind of Sean and I's arrangement. I'm mainly the cook, but I don't have to do dishes.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Cooking's way more fun to me than dishes.
Ugh, I have to cook for my boyfriend and clean up after my boyfriend.
What?
Because he's imaginary, so he can't lift things.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha!
Hello!
I'm single forever!
But you don't have to cook for him. That is, it's like a hook.
That's true.
This is my second time in a few weeks bringing up the hook food situation, but the food's imaginary too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have a little like food fights?
Yeah. Ugh, we're so messy.
You're so cute. And you kiss in the food. He like, put some whipped cream on his nose or something. Uh-huh.
And then he puts it on mine, and I'm doing it myself, and my roommate's like, are you okay? I'm like, no.
Have you, Nicole, this seems like it would be your kind of show. Have you been to Magic Mike Live in Vegas?
Of course I have.
Okay.
I've also been to the Thunder from Down Under.
Compare and contrast for us.
Have you seen both of them?
Haven't been to Thunder.
We've seen Magic Mike four, five, three times.
Yeah. Aussie Heat once also.
Okay.
Loved Magic Mike.
Yeah.
The beginning is fun. It's like a fake out. Mm-hmm. It's like a traditional show, but then it's not. It's a ladies show. And it's emceed by a woman who reminds me so much of Cameron Esposito.
Okay.
I don't know if you had the same lady.
Lindsay,
I have. Mm-hmm. We know her.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I guess because I don't see similar vibes because
Oh, okay.
But now that you're saying it, I see kind of what you mean.
Okay.
The ringmaster of it all.
I was like, you ever see Magic Mike Live? You're there. But, so I liked it. The men were very talented.
Very.
It was just like a top to bottom great show.
Mm-hmm.
I went with a friend who got pulled on a piano, and this man played piano to her shirtless. My other friend fucked one of the strippers.
Wait, what?
What?
Yes.
So like,
wait, you have
God.
A friend who legit fucked one
yes,
of them?
Yes, after the show.
Everything.
You buried the lead, Nicole.
Holy shit.
After the show, we were at one of the bars in, where is it, Hard Rock?
Yeah.
And he like had given him his number during the show.
Oh shit.
And then followed up at the bar, and then they went away and fucked, and I stole a glass because I got nothing. Nobody danced on me. Nobody paid me any attention.
What
I was sitting in the front.
That's
I was
bullshit.
Having the time of my life. All I wanted was to be pulled on stage and be grinded on.
Yes.
But no.
Man.
They got things. I didn't. And I sobbed. I fully sobbed when my friend got pulled up to the piano. And she was like, you're not happy for me? I was like, no. No, I'm fully jealous.
That's not cool. Everyone should get a
if you can't be
there.
Supportive, at least be honest.
Right?
Yes. Absolutely.
But then the Thunder from Down Under was a better show.
Really?
Nobody was in the same show. Everyone was dancing a different way. Nobody was doing the moves. They were laughing at their mistakes.
Oh my
gosh. The show started with a man straddling a table where my friend was sitting, took her by the hair, and slammed her face into his crotch, threw her back. Her wig was askew.
Oh,
it was maybe the hardest I've ever laughed. Then they pull a literal computer chair, like a from Staples computer chair, onto the stage.
Oh,
they put
no.
a tiny little Asian woman in it and spun her so hard that she almost fell out. It was a full-blown safety issue. I've never laughed harder during a show. It was so funny.
Are
that's
they actually
amazing.
Australian? Do the guys talk?
No, they do not talk, but the MC is a man who talks, and he's Australian.
Yeah.
And then I got pulled on stage for that show.
Well, there you go.
It was like an orgasm contest where it was like three women who had to do their best orgasm.
What women are there to see that?
Yeah, I know. That is not for
that's what they don't...
us.
I don't know. I think it's one of those things that's like, well, it's your bachelorette party. Get wild in front of your friends.
Whoa.
So then they pulled me on stage for that, and I don't know how they knew to put me last, because obviously I won.
Of course you did.
Of course.
But the host made the mistake of saying, you can touch any part of my body to help you pretend to orgasm. And I was like, any part? He was like, any part. I was like, I fully have your consent. Any part? He said, yes. Yeah. So I grabbed his dick.
I thought you were going to say you like put a finger up his ass.
Oh, yeah. I wish.
I will say, yeah, they took
that's
me
amazing.
To, it wasn't like Thunder Down Under. It was like the Male Hustler Club. They took me there on the first night of my bachelorette party. And one of the things that was the way raunchier than Magic Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Way raunchier.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Woo! And one of the things I thought was so funny is they all did this move where at the end of the dance, they would turn the girl around and like pantomime fuck her from behind.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But then while the chick is turned around, they would still pantomime coming. And I'm like, you know, no one's actually fucking. No one is like, oh, I hope he's pretending to come on my back behind me. They all
finish
did that.
The fantasy, please.
What a treat. Wait, which one is this one? This is the Hustler one?
If you go upstairs at Hustler,
okay.
There's like a male.
Gotcha.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, go.
The next time I go to Vegas, I want to go to like five of them.
Yeah.
You should do an all-inclusive.
So funny.
They're hilarious.
Just like naked men grinding around. It's not sexy.
No.
No. I think Magic Mike is sexy because it's talented men.
Yes. I think it's more impressive than sexy.
Right, yeah.
Like, nobody
ran
home to masturbate. You know what I'm saying?
I get pretty horny from
that water.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
The water dance?
Get
that horned up.
Yeah.
The water dance is, like, my favorite
the
part.
The water dance is very sexy. Yeah, I will say that. Ooh. Yeah.
We went, it was Amber's Bachelorette, and we sat in the front row, and it was a different mic than usual. He was a same dancer, but he's so fucking hot.
Uh-huh.
But he fucking give her a foot rub, like a legitimate foot rub, and we were all just like, it was amazing.
Yeah. There's an amazing photo of her just like staring at him, like looking like, what's happening?
That's so funny. Men just have to do the bare minimum.
Yeah.
And you're like a foot rub.
That's really what it makes me realize is all of our senses are so heightened to it because we get it so infrequently.
Yeah.
That all it takes is the lightest touch and we're like, oh.
Yeah.
Female strippers have to do so much work.
Yes. Yeah.
Pole dancing
athletes.
Is so
pole dancing,
hard.
Twerking, they're like
true
fucking
athletes.
Skills.
Yes.
It's Cirque du Soleil in high heels.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then men don't, like, I've been to Jumbos where I've screamed at people that you have to tip $1 to $2 per dance.
Absolutely.
Whether you like them or not.
Yep.
That's how they make their living.
They're working.
Yes. I love it.
Yeah.
I always just like throw my money at them.
Well, we got, this is the first time we've ever gotten an in-room stripper also. And it was a whole thing because, so our friend really loves the show Columbo.
You see where this
I really hope you got a Columbo stripper.
We did.
And we did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely happened.
Perfect.
We were kind of talking about it, and we talked about it in the show. I had been messaging with some guy just to be a Columbo impersonator, but he lived on the East Coast. And I was like, I'm not flying you in for this.
He kept being like, who has points? Can we use your points to get fly me to Vegas?
He kept trying to talk like Columbo.
Very funny.
He was like, yeah, here you got a bachelorette who needs a little needling. Maybe a talk about the birds and the bees. And I was like, okay, no.
You're not. We don't want you here.
Wow.
We can't be in a room with you.
But Saturday morning I woke up and was like, all right, here we go. And I found hunksandbabes.com.
Mm-hmm.
Found and just emailed them and was like, hey, do you have someone who could do this? And the woman emailed me back and was like, yep, Mason's on it. He's watching YouTube videos of Columbo right now.
Oh my God, studied. He's doing research.
He researched.
He did the work.
Oh my God. Was he good? No.
He was a performer. He was a
performer. And talk about funny, I don't know if I was laughing so hard I thought my bladder was gonna fall out of my pussy.
It was so fucking funny.
And you know what's funny? The laughter probably didn't clock him. Like he didn't clock it. Like he was just like
he was soaking it up.
Like he loved it.
Yes. He's in the zone.
So funny. For my friend's bachelorette, we got a stripper and what was his name? I don't remember. But he came in and he was like, did somebody order a pizza?
Oh, he did that one.
He brought an empty pizza box. And then we were like, oh, we ordered a pizza. And then he was like, okay, ladies, who's got an aux cord for me?
What you don't know is the setup time for the stripper's music is very awkward.
Yep.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
You got to get a Bluetooth speaker, bro.
Yes.
Come on.
Like, get a fucking jam box, anything.
Yes, seriously.
So we get him an aux cord. And then he's like, okay, who's the bride? Oh, wait, no. First he was like, can I have some juice, soda?
Oh, no.
Water, ladies? So then he's like guzzling Diet Coke. Then he was like, where's the bride to be? And we're like, right over here.
She's here.
So then he starts the dance and he lifts her up. So she's like straddling his face and then dropped her.
Oh no.
From like 6 feet in the air. And we all went silent. We're like, oh no. And then she was like, I'm okay. We're like, all right. He was dancing with my other friend who has like a bad back and she was like, please be careful, I have a bad back. And he's like, ooh, I like a bad back. And she was crawling away from him and he like pulled her back. And then later texted my other friend to be like, can I have the number for the lady with the bad back?
No!
And then I was following him on Instagram for a while, and he stopped posting about 2 years ago, and I'm really upset.
Oh, he's okay.
He was Levi. That
Levi.
Was his name.
Oh, my God.
Levi. I was like, Jordash? No. Levi.
Oh, my God.
Lady.
Yeah, we have a really funny, because he would be like, yeah, you lay here, and we'll put dollar bills on her, and
so
then
we
I'll
did.
Get
we
them out with
her
mouth.
Bills, but then he left her there for, it felt like, at least
a long time. So
she was
like,
just
face
laying
down,
there.
And he's like, I have a picture of her face down on the ground with money around her, and he's just changing his phone. Like,
yes. Oh, boy.
Like, have a playlist. Yes. He was literally deciding, like, each song which one to play.
He doesn't have Spotify premium.
So he did this thing where he lingered at the end and would, like, not leave because he was trying to get more money.
I think
did yours do that, too?
Well, he told us, he's like, I could take one of you in the back for a private show. And I was like, wait, what? And he's like, yeah, I'll do stand-up or whatever you want. And I was like,
no.
I was like, maybe I'll go in the back and get a stand-up show. And then my friend was like, he's going to fuck you. And I was like, oh, no. What a weird code word
no,
for
No, but
it.
You know he secretly wanted to do stand-up.
Yeah,
for
I mean, like, maybe.
I would kind of love to see that
right?
set. Like a
okay,
one person.
Ladies, how are we doing tonight? You know when you're a stripper and
don't forget to tip your stripper.
We also really like to put the dollar bills at the middle of his back because he couldn't reach it. And it was very funny to watch. Levi just struggled to get the dollars.
Oh, my God.
That's beautiful.
Oh, it was so dumb.
Yeah, it's pretty... That was pretty fun. That was an interesting experience, the in-the-room one. I was like, I would do that again.
It really gets the party started.
It does.
And honestly, that's one of my party tips, actually, is like, if you're worried mm-hmm. about, like, momentum, everyone having their energy up, order a stripper.
Just order a stripper.
But then there was a period where it was like 8 p.m. and he was about to arrive and we were like, we are not drunk. And I was like, everyone shots.
And
shots. We're not drunk.
That's really important. You have to make sure you do shots before they show up.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was like go time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was funny because we were trying to stall her. She was sitting in a plate and we were like, oh, a photo shoot. And she was like, what the fuck? And we're all like taking photos of her sitting there because we're trying to. Because he definitely went and like did a bump or smoked meth before. He was like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And it was not 5 minutes. And I was like, and he came and he was very sweaty.
It's a reverse surprise party. Like the guests are already there.
It is.
It's so funny. Did he do the like, in one more thing?
Yeah,
My dick. Like,
yeah. And just one more thing, and then he just stood there.
Yeah. Oh.
But I mean, he
solved a crime.
He gave our friend his trench coat. He, like, he had a cigar. I mean, research had been done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an interesting experience.
It was a wonderful night. It was a truly wonderful night.
Yeah, and
beautiful.
Then we went to Magic Mike, and then we went and saw Trinity from Drag Race was performing at
Trinity the Tuck.
Trinity mm-hmm. the Tuck.
Her tuck is insane in person.
I couldn't see it because she was on stage. I couldn't see the tuck. I could only see the face.
Oh, my God.
Of the tuck.
I saw her at Swear Mickey's.
It
it's, like, there's nothing. It's
she
wild.
She is impressive. Wow.
I mean, I'm so impressed by all of them because just having a dick between your butt cheeks.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even really like to have that thick of a thong.
I don't even wear thongs. It's too much.
You know?
It's a lot.
I don't. Maybe I've never worn a thong that fit.
Yeah. They're,
it's possible.
They're I think they're very hard to like find ones that fit or feel like a normal thing.
Because what is fit? Fit means it goes up your butt.
But I mean, fit up here. Like, since I have like a, if you have like tummy, it like does not.
Where does it fit where it's supposed
go?
To? Yeah, where is it supposed to be? Like on
it
your?
It should form a triangle, like between your two hip points.
Yeah, see
but
that...
for some people that's not a thing.
Yeah,
because
right.
if you have the what is it called muffin top going over it, it's just
right.
not.
They do make, for my wedding, I got a Spanx that was a thong.
You
could not be more uncomfortable.
You
could not be more.
Wait,
you have
so
it
is it like
ways.
Spanx up top,
yeah,
but then just a little
exactly.
thing?
It's business in the front, party in the
no,
back.
No, thank you.
That's just a lot of business.
No.
Yeah, you're hating good. Your life, but you're, you know, your puss looks good.
I mean, I guess wedding day, yeah.
It's a wedding day only undergarment.
I can't get behind Spanx.
Yeah, I
was the only time I've ever worn them. But I mean, my dress was so far. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, if there's even a little thing in the pictures, I'm going to be annoyed. So I'll just
right.
fair.
And it's not like you're going to be comfortable any. I mean,
yeah, you're
dress
wearing a wedding dress already.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. It's already a day.
But when you get to be a certain size, a thong looks like a slingshot. And that might be why I don't wear them.
Yeah. They feel sarcastic at a certain point. We're like, okay, we all know what's going on here. We're all just lying here. Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, I've talked about it before, but I'm getting to the point of just like, just don't wear underwear.
Yeah.
You don't wear underwear?
If I'm going to wear a nude thong and I'm like not on my period, I'll just go commando.
Mm-hmm. No. I need something.
I need something too.
I like a bikini or a boy cut.
We talked about this before. General. Yeah, I just don't. How do your pants just have to smell like a pussy?
Time. I mean, no. Not really. And like you're getting more ventilation, so your pussy kind of smells better, I think.
Well, I don't think it smells bad. But
no, but I mean, once you get used to going commando, sometimes I find that I crave a little fresh air.
You know who else goes commando? Mark Cuban. You and Mark Cuban.
Well.
Oh, really? He's just freeballing it?
He gave that up on Shark Tank recently.
Interesting.
Oh, well, thank God for that.
Just so you guys know.
I mean, I think as a guy, that seems to be even tougher because their stuff is like on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
It feels like
it's not as wet.
That's true.
Yeah. But it feels like it's in the wind. Like it could get caught on something much easier.
No, it's nice. I'm telling you, the wind is nice. Once you get used to it, the wind is nice.
But the wind is like with a dress. I'm not associating wind with like shorts or pants.
Yeah. I mean, long skirt is ideal commando.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I can't fathom it. That's scurry.
Once you get used to it, I mean, but the older I get, the less I'm wearing. Like, I kind of stopped wearing a bra very regularly. I'm just kind of like slowly discarding my garments.
Fair. Yeah. I love bras. I sleep in a bra. I always have a bra.
An underwire? No, sports.
Yeah, no, underwire.
You sleep in an underwire?
Yeah, sometimes.
Wow.
I
know. I'm in the minority.
I have sleeping bras.
Weird.
I wear like sports bras to bed. Because it's just too fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Like, and with my boyfriend, if I'm not wearing a bra, he'll like squish one of my tits if I roll over.
I've definitely had like my dog step on my boob a number of times right before I had a reduction where it would be like, all right, we're just going to keep these in.
But like once I can't wear a regular bra, like the longest I can wear a regular bra for is maybe 4 hours. Like to me, that's as uncomfortable as high heels.
Really?
Like, get this shit out of my tits.
Oh, I feel like it's very, I like it.
Really?
Yeah. They're in their place. They don't move around.
Yeah. Yeah. I like them kind of locked in a little bit
Our
more.
Our boobs beg to differ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a podcast about 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
Is it still going? Is there new episodes or is it?
So, okay, here's what happened. When the government shut down, we couldn't get our new episodes because they couldn't apply for their K-1 visas.
Are you serious?
Because that's government.
Fuck.
That's
so it paused production on my favorite show.
No one thinks about these kind of repercussions.
The far-reaching.
Yes. So now we're recapping before the 90 days.
Right.
But the new season, I believe, starts April 28th. I think that's what someone tweeted at me.
Okay.
So I'm very excited.
And that's the season I could have been on if the guy that I was DMing with had wanted to go on the show.
I wish you had gone on the show.
I actually talked to a producer on the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
You would have been the most normal person on the show.
Have you
watched it?
Oh, I love it.
But wait, you wouldn't do it with you?
I've watched clips. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Everyone is fucking out of their
minds. It seems insane.
I need to watch it.
It's great.
Yeah.
I was sick, but Colt and Larissa from the last season, the most interesting people to ever have been on reality television. They had dueling divorce parties in Vegas, and I was gonna go, but
then
I got sick.
That's kind of amazing.
And I was so bummed out.
Wait, so they got married on the show, and then they had dueling divorce parties out separately from the show?
Yes, because they got married on the show, and then 3 months later got divorced.
Oh, fuck.
It didn't work?
No. Colty and Larissa
Some of them last, though.
Damn.
Like, if you look
some
it
of them last, but most of them do not.
Do you think they'd ever do a celebrity 90 Day Fiancé?
It's a very specific
situation.
Thing because you have to like find, it has to be somebody who lives in another country.
Yeah, it's like a mail order
usually
type
haven't met
thing,
before.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of?
What?
It's kind of a mail order-y.
Some of it
thing,
is
right?
a little
like
mail order-y,
updated.
But some of it is just like sad women.
Okay. Just gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a perfect show.
it really is.
No, I've heard it's amazing.
There are two insane people, and then their families are like, why are you doing this? And they're like, because we're in love. There's one couple that met on a karaoke app, and I was like, this is dumb.
They're probably the only two people on the app.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. They would sing duets together. Her baby called him dad, and that's not the baby's dad. It's
well, that's like what's her name that's been on a few episodes with the kid,
Nicole and Muhammad.
Yes. Wait, no, is that them?
Well, they're on before the 90 day. Or wait,
no,
maybe they're on 90 day.
No, there's one couple that was on like two seasons. It's like the blonde woman from Florida, I think.
The fat one.
Yeah, is it Nicole?
That's Nicole and Muhammad, where she took her kid to. I don't know where he lives.
Yeah.
But then her child was calling him dad. And then he was like, oh, she is bigger in person.
God. Oh, that one was so sad.
And then another great one is Angela and her Nigerian boyfriend. So Angela, very racist, family.
Oh, boy.
And her family was like, I guess you could find love, but Nigeria? And I'm like, don't say that. Don't. Ooh. The editors are so shady. I love it.
Yeah.
And then she goes to Nigeria and then puts a bunch of Trump stuff on him.
What?
So it's like horrific to look at, but then they cut to his confessional and he's like, I love Donald Trump. And you're like, what? He's best. And then the editors always give you what you want.
Of
There's
course.
One episode where this fat woman comes on a scooter and the scooter's like in the background. And I was like, she has to ride away on that scooter. We need to see it. That's the payoff.
Yeah.
And then sure enough, that scene ends with her hunkering down on that scooter. Then there's this other.
I love reality TV editors are really, they're shady as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Like, we make fun of reality shows, but they are geniuses.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The editors are absolute geniuses. Because think about a show like The Bachelor. How much raw footage they're starting
So much. Because, well, reality, like my show, we tape for 10 hours and it whittles down to a 30-minute episode. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of shit to pull from.
Yeah. And you guys have a structure already. Like, they're just like willy-nilly, you know, out there.
It's just
like,
a bunch of drunk women running around being like, I think he loves only me.
Can you? So when you're watching the episode, you're probably like, oh, that's what happened. Or do you have like a sense when you're doing it of like what is going, from Nailed It?
I mean, in the beginning, like, when I saw the first episode, I had no idea what it was going to look like.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, okay, good. That's what it is.
Cool.
But I just knew that, like, we had the first challenge, the second challenge. I didn't know what any of the filler was going to be.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a fun reveal.
No, it was terrifying. I was like, I don't know if I look stupid. Like, and it's going on Netflix. Like, I was like, I don't know what this is.
I think I wouldn't watch. Did you watch all of the ones after they were done? I feel like I would just do it and be like, okay.
Yeah.
I watched one episode and was like, I get it.
Because it's like that's so hard to watch yourself and then just like, who wants to deal with it?
Yeah, I don't like, I don't love watching myself.
I did this weird Skype session with this kid who wants to do stand up and he was like, what's it like seeing yourself on TV? And I was like, it's weird. I was like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way to describe it. You don't feel like it's real.
I mean, I have a lot of respect for people that can make themselves watch like a lot of video of themselves and stuff like that. Cause like, I've never gotten past how uncomfortable that is.
Yeah. No, I pretty much hate it.
Yeah. I don't like it, but I will like acting things I'll watch just to be like, was I good or bad?
Yeah. I feel like acting's a little easier than like being yourself.
Yeah. Being myself. That's awful. And I do not like to watch myself do stand up.
No.
Yeah.
Editing that was very, I mean, I didn't edit it. I just got to see cuts and pick and choose stuff, but that was very weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To be like, oh.
I feel like all I see is my bad habits.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I say, you know, 10,000 fucking million times.
I say like a lot.
I got a lot of likes too,
and I tried to be conscious of it, and then I get in my head, it's a whole thing.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. That's just what I talk.
We have to take a break, but everyone go get in their head really quick, and we'll be right back. Okay.
Welcome back to Lady and Brady.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
Here with Nicole.
I'm Nicole.
I just want to say before we get into this segment that ours patrons who are at the $10 level are in for a treat this week.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to spill some tea on the bonus episode that is hands down the most satisfying celebrity story of my life.
Wow.
It's very good.
I can't wait. Did she tease this over text to me and Brandy? And if you don't know, we have Patreon stuff that if you pay $10... or more a month, you get an extra bonus session for every episode in which we spill stuff that's too hot for the regular feed. Mm-hmm. So this one
too
is going to be
for the
really
regular.
Hot.
It's good. Yeah.
Very excited. Yeah. Also, in other test news, we have another podcast called Britney's Gram. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you follow Britney Spears on Instagram.
I do watch her videos where she walks around her big fucking house in some interesting outfit.
The fashion shows?
Her fashion shows.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you guys seen the meme where they cut that footage into Fashion Week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It's like my favorite meme. Yeah.
It's very funny.
Oh, she probably loved that.
She
was
so happy. She has access to the internet right now.
She might not be allowed to.
I worry about Britney.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, so our it started out about that kind of stuff, like about the fashion shows are funny, and it has literally blown into like a conspiracy conspiracy theory, true crime situation, because the conservatorship that she's under is like kind of
and
in a flux.
The lawyer just left the conservatorship.
He resigned very abruptly.
Yes, and her dad is sick.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what is happening?
There's some crazy shit going down. And Tess like found these court documents, and Brittany went in and did like file something for the first time ever with her name on it. So there's shit going down.
The day after he stepped down and Brittany made that statement, of course it's all sealed. Uh-huh. But the day after, a bond was posted to her conservatorship, and I went back and researched it, and that bond is something that is cashed when the person that is in charge of the money has fucked up and mismanaged the money or stolen from them.
So there's lots of shady shit going on. So anyway, that's
a lot of red string over on Brittany's gram, you guys.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear, we had Britney fans like freaking out about the last episode from last week. So it's called The Subject. If you want to hear a very deep dive on some shit, go listen to that, because
we're
it's
deep.
Intense.
And like to the point that I'm like a little bit worried about Lou Taylor like coming after us.
Could happen.
This is very exciting. I really hope. I mean, I don't hope she's in danger. I don't hope that a crime has happened. But I really hope you crack something.
Yeah.
Hope you discover something that, like, helps her life.
Well, that's what I'm hoping too. We just want to help. Yeah. I just want her to be, you know, able to, like, be out of this thing if she doesn't want to be in it, which it doesn't seem like
and
she does.
And spend her own money that she made.
Yeah. The fact of the matter is she's been hijacked and her money's been stolen from her.
Yeah.
Bottom line. That's bottom line what's happened. And I think I think it's such a compelling story because we're also, quote unquote, familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the narrative is like, oh, she went crazy. It's probably for the best. And it's like,
Yes. And it's,
wait a second.
Also, when she went crazy, I think it's so wild that we just watched it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she was on the cover of like so many magazines, like obviously not okay.
Yeah.
I also kind of think it's one of her sanest moments because she was like, fuck all y'all. I know exactly what I'm doing. Like, fuck everybody.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was her taking power back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know? And she had been essentially kidnapped by that Sam Lufty guy. And no one really plays that into the story of what happened, but he's the one that 5150'd her.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially,
And he's shady as fuck.
He's shady as fuck.
And he was like a paparazzi person? Or a manager or something?
He was not a manager. So what happened was he was just this shady dude. Before he was Britney's quote-unquote manager, he managed his mom's gas station in the Valley.
Oh.
Britney met him at a club. This is when she was on One Post K-Fed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, decides this guy's her friend. She goes into the record studio and they want to talk about Blackout and they won't talk about it with this guy in the room. So she goes, fine, he's my manager. And dude takes that as a verbal contract, proceeds to move into her house, start drugging her without her consent. He started texting the paparazzi like what her schedule was going to be every day. So he's allied with the paparazzi. He's the one that introduced her to that paparazzi that she ended up dating. And he would like hide her dog, take her car battery out of her car. Isn't this nuts? It's like, why don't we talk about the fact that she was the victim of a kidnapping?
That's so wild.
Yes.
Also, nobody talks about Blackout being one of her best albums.
Yep.
That she wasn't able to promote, but it's one of her best albums.
So I would say it's one of the best albums.
It's a great album.
Well, that's what we're kind of hoping. We're hoping she's in the... Because she's working with this producer, Danger, for her next album, and we're hoping that she's working on her, like... her like lemonade of this shit that's happening. Blackout was her first one, but we don't know. So, but she's also in the wind. She hasn't posted in 2 months now.
Oh no.
So we don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. And there's no paparazzi. There was one in and out trip.
Yeah. One in and out.
That's the only.
And she looks happy. She looks
really happy.
She's driving. She's eating in and out.
I mean, I feel like she's her happiest when she's eating and not performing.
Yeah.
I think she likes to make music and truly not perform it.
Yeah. I think ideal situation for her would be like make albums, make music videos, and like twice a year.
Twice a year do a performance.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and she was about to go and do another Vegas residency that was like the same fucking thing she just done.
Yes.
And
then her dad
like,
got
off.
Sick.
Yeah.
And then when she did, what is that? The VMAs, when she did that song in
the
like.
Blackout, the Gimme More.
Gimme More.
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing about that is like MTV sucks specifically because they watched that rehearsal.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And they were like, yup, we're going to air that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like mean.
It's really mean.
That's a whole network choosing to like pile on this woman as opposed to being like, you know what?
Yeah.
I think we're going to change the opening act. Mm-hmm. No offense. Sorry. She's clearly not well enough
to be doing this right now.
Yeah. Like, that sucks.
So many people had to sign off on that.
So many people.
And, like, that was so soon after she'd been hospitalized. Yes. And so the same fucking people that made that call have been in charge of her ever since.
Yeah. I mean, Britney.
That's so fucked.
Yeah. Well, I guess I got to listen to your podcast about Britney Spears.
It's a true crime podcast. It's become that. Yeah. It's just hilarious.
We started out just analyzing her fashion shows, and we kind of just...
That is so funny. I love it.
So, yeah, that's our expanded universe, ladies-to-lady universe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Should we play a game?
Let's play a game.
Yeah. It's called Who, What, When, Where, Why, and it's... open to interpretation, any answers you want to give.
Whatever these mean to you.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when?
Why? So your podcast is called Why Won't You Date Me? Who do you want to date?
A person who treats me nicely, respects me, and actually likes me.
Yeah.
Mm. There you go.
This is good.
And is attractive to me.
Yes. Yeah. Good.
That's my perfect answer.
That's what you're looking for.
I was like, you know, annoyed with whatever, being single or something. Last time we were coming back from Vegas, the previous Magic Mike trip, and my friends were like, well, what do you want? And I was like, I said the same thing, basically. I was like, mm-hmm. I just want someone who like really likes me. And that's it or whatever.
Be fucking nice. Have my back.
Yeah. And be funny to me.
Yes.
Oh, you don't have to be funny to other people. No. I just want to find you deeply funny.
Yes.
You got to be able to laugh. I've got to be able to make eye contact with you from across the room when something fucked up is happening. To be like, what the hell?
I want
to
send you memes. Aww, and so I want cute. You to send me memes.
I feel like, too, it must be like, because you're doing so much cool shit. And I would be, you know, I think that's like... having somebody to like commiserate with, with about career stuff and just life stuff would be nice. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm really sad that the flame shirt guy didn't work out because that seemed...
Who was flame shirt guy?
Very promising.
Oh, I went to the Burbank Airport to eat at Guy Fieri's Burger Joint, which I love. I bought two refundable tickets. We went fully through TSA.
It's amazing. What a good date.
Yeah. Didn't work out. Nothing's really been working out, so I'm taking a little bit of a break.
What about that's good. Actual Guy Fieri?
He's married.
Is he?
Been there.
Because
he's got kids.
But we can get you a Guy Fieri stripper at some point if you want. We could probably track that.
Honestly, that's all I want. That's it.
Yeah.
I think that might fulfill everything you need in one place. He's like, you want me to go do some stand-up for you?
I got a triple D for you.
Ooh, that got me. Ooh, baby. I think the next tattoo I get is going to be flames somewhere.
Yes.
I love it.
I really love flames.
You're wearing flame shoes right now.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Thank you.
Good bands.
I have two pairs just in case they discontinue them again. I got scared.
No, fair.
So I bought them twice. I like to look like a little boy sometimes. Like I'm wearing a little Chicago
Your outfit
Bulls.
Is really same. Cute today.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
Wait, are you a fire sign?
I don't know.
What sign are you?
I'm a Virgo.
I think that's Earth. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, Earth is just like, you know, roots, grounding. You're kind of like good with, what, like money and decision
making. Yeah, like you, like material success comes your way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Rational.
No. 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 Also, I heard that Virgos are like organized. So not organized.
None of the Virgos I know. I'm thinking, no. It's like very, very, very creative, but also deeply hard on themselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm very hard on myself.
Yeah, yeah.
If I like misspeak once, I'll think about it for 10 years. Like that one time you said bye instead of good morning. I don't know. I can't think of anything right now that I've done that I've been thinking about.
So, like, are you that hard on other people?
Yes and no. I mean, I expect a lot from people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then when you hurt my feelings or fuck up, I kind of not cut you out, but I'm like, you only get so many chances to like be bad.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
I'm
for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
But yeah, I just try to like apply because I feel like I'm really hard on myself about stuff like that too. But I'm like, if someone did that to me, would I hold this weird grudge with mm-hmm. them? No, like if mm-hmm. it's just like a little thing, like they said something that was mm-hmm. a little, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. We are obviously, I think we're all super hard on ourselves, but mm-hmm. it is good to try and be like, I try to let a lot of stuff go for people mm-hmm. just being human or whatever, yeah. you know. But I have a hard time not gaslighting myself when the other person fucks up.
Yes. Yeah.
And I have a very hard time not like being like, oh, I did this, blah,
totally.
Blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then I have to sit and be like, no, you definitely made me feel this way. And I don't mm-hmm. know if it was on purpose, but that yeah. was real.
And to prove that I know it's right, I have to have like 8 different friends agree with me. I'm
yeah,
like, right?
No, you do.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. You have to check yeah. in because I think we're so easy. Yeah, we convince ourselves so easily
yeah.
that mm-hmm. we're wrong. So fucking dumb.
Yeah. There's nothing worse than like the thing that I'll remember all the time is if, you know, like when you're having like the end of the bye conversation, mm-hmm. like how does it go? Where you'll say like, oh, you too. And it wasn't a question
oh,
like
yeah.
that.
That happens yeah. all the time.
And I'm always like, well, they know I wasn't listening to
it
them the entire
at
time.
The airport a lot. When oh, they're like, yeah. have a good yeah. flight. And I go, you too. And they're the ticket person.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Once I said, you too. And then I backed up and I went, no. And she laughed really hard. And I was like, have a good day. And she like kept laughing. She was like, you're very funny. I just didn't want it to leave you two again at someone who's not getting on the flight with me.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the airport people have to be the number one person that gets that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's in a rush. Everybody's uh-huh. just kind of saying, like, you know, they're yeah. thinking about other things.
They definitely get YouTube'd the most.
People
oh, yeah. sure.
are also on their worst behavior at airports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is oh, truly crazy what garbage. People do on airplanes. It's like people who are doing taking their socks off and putting their feet up? What the
nope.
fuck is this?
That's
we cannot,
disgusting.
No bare feet on the airplane.
Put your fucking feet
no
away.
No bare feet. Do not put your bare feet on my armrest. Do not kick my seat.
Yes.
A baby sat behind me on my last flight and it was kicking my seat and I turned around and I said, I know you have a baby and it's not your fucking fault you have to travel, but do not let this baby kick my chair one more time. And they were like, oh my. And I was like, not oh my.
Yeah.
You want me to sit behind you and kick your seat? And they're like, she's a kid. And I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Teach your kid. Also, I didn't say it this harshly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course.
Softer.
Of course.
Maybe I didn't say fuck. No, I
this
probably
is what
said
your
fuck.
Insides are saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, ugh, I hate kids.
I gotta drug my dog. Drug your fucking baby on this flight. Let's do it. Benadryl
yeah, also,
that baby.
Why isn't there an airline? I would pay $100 more to be on a plane with no children.
Yeah.
Adults only.
Yes.
And then,
or like a kids only flight where it's just a heap of trash and crayons
oh,
everywhere.
God.
You can color on the seat.
Yes.
That would be
yes.
nice.
Yeah, I don't know why
airlines.
Nobody
Perfect.
Has done that.
Yes.
I like tweeted something about hating kids on planes and then someone tweeted back. They were like, you're the reason I feel so self-conscious every time I bring my child on a flight. And I was like, you should be.
You should. You should feel
you
that way.
You should.
Yeah, and exactly.
I didn't
you
force you to
mind.
Have a baby. Yeah. I didn't force you to move far away from your fucking family.
Yeah.
Get a minivan and drive to where you're going.
Absolutely.
That's what my parents did. Yeah.
But you know what? I'll take a baby over someone who, like, on a flight where it's already no leg room, reclines their chair.
Yes, I don't recline.
At least a baby doesn't know it's a baby. You know you're reclining that chair.
Yeah, it's rude.
Oh, my God. And, like, especially someone who has long legs, like, don't you already feel my kneecaps in your butt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm already here.
I will
right
say,
there.
Oh, this does bring me back. We didn't talk about on our bachelorette trip that we took the bus to Vegas.
Yes.
Oh. Which Tessa mistakenly thought we had VIP seats.
Uh-huh.
In which I was like, no, I paid us $2 extra per seat, so we had reserved seats. It was not VIP seats.
I thought that meant VIP.
Nope.
So I'll tell you something. There's no VIP on bus.
No.
I found that out.
There's no good things that happen on buses.
No. It was
you
almost, hell.
You almost got kicked off.
We almost
Chico,
got kicked
right?
off. Yeah. Yeah, and Chino, because we were like laughing, and she turned around. She was like, "This is not a party bus.
Yeah.
This is a bus to Vegas, but it is not a party
it's
bus.
It's the Friday night bus to Vegas, and we got in trouble for having fun.
This is the bus driver who turned around.
Yes.
And said, this is not a party bus.
Yeah,
yes.
And then
well, she's seen some shit.
I was just about to say.
Yeah, she had to.
Yeah,
she drives a bus to Vegas.
Yeah,
you know what's really
people
funny?
People are
is
terrible.
I had to work an event, like a work event, this past weekend, where I had to kind of be the narc and like tell you know it was a big party. I had to be like, hey, you can't. can't smoke. You got to like go here, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, this is penance. This is penance for partying on the party, being on the party bus, or thinking it was a party bus.
That's so
but
funny.
It was so funny. She yelled at us and I was like, yeah, we're just talking. She was like, I will throw you off this bus. And she,
oh my God.
You're like, and then a child immediately started crying and nothing.
Not,
the kid doesn't get shit.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
A child left alone. We were like, whose child is this?
Who's this baby on a party bus to Vegas? Oh, man.
But the adult children who belong on a party bus to Vegas get in trouble.
So funny. Wait, how far away were you sitting?
We were like,
we were
close
very
to
close. We were in the second row.
I probably because
she would have hated
size.
Me. I'm always giggling.
Yeah, we were like, you know, we were just talking amongst ourselves. But like, me and Tess were like laughing. And then our other friend said they were having a quiet discussion about suicide. And then she was like, this is not a party.
A quiet discussion about suicide.
Well, should I do it? That usually happens on the way back from Vegas. Mm-hmm.
And then also we had a few extra people who smartly, well, the one person who insisted we go on the bus also didn't even go on the whole trip.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Whitney boned out of the entire
Damn.
Trip, but made us go on the bus.
How much is a bus to Vegas?
Cheap.
$13 each way.
Yeah.
So, very cheap.
Okay.
Yeah. And honestly, on the way back, it was good because it was daytime.
You could sleep.
It was way more comfortable. You could sleep. On the way there, so.
Still, I think you should fly.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. And these are lessons that most people don't have to learn, but we did, apparently.
Yeah.
Although, I am taking a bus to Vegas next month.
You are?
Yeah, I do this thing called Very Fun But Very Serious Drag Weekend, where a bunch of people who don't normally do drag walk around Vegas and drag.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's
that.
A very fun time, and then we do a performance that's very bad.
You do it just to a lip syncing performance? Yeah. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Last year we did Don'tcha, but we didn't cut it. Mm-hmm. So it was a full 3 minutes, and it was exhausting.
Oh, damn.
Just like moving your mouth and your body at the same time is hard.
I can see that.
Do you have a drag name for yourself?
I think I was Krusty Cunt 2 years ago.
Great.
And last year I was Julia Louis Dry Cunt.
Yes.
Oh my God.
I love it.
Thank you.
Why wouldn't it be Julia Louis Dry Puss? Dry foot? Like dry puss? Dry
oh,
puss?
Yeah, that's probably way better. That makes more sense.
It's a good note. It's a good note.
Just
that's
a note.
A good punch up. I'm stupid.
Very That's what
stupid.
We're here for.
No. It's just
my friend yesterday said the best drag name, Sasha McMuffin.
Ooh.
Oh, that's nice.
I like
that's
it. Made me
really
laugh
good.
So hard.
I really like Sasha McMuffin.
Right? That's Dave Christensen. That's your credit for that good
oh,
drag
that's
name.
My old roommate.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Dave?
Yeah, he's the best.
We put him in a box one time on stage with us for 2 hours.
Yeah. For Lady to Lady ones, we had him in a secret surprise box, and he waited the entire show for like 2 hours to jump out.
The gag was like he had to surprise everyone by popping out of a box, so there was nothing to do except hide him in the box.
I'll tell you something, comedy's dumb.
It's real
really dumb.
Dumb,
but and Dave's up for it.
It's so funny how hard you'll work on one bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For
oh
30
my God.
People.
Those
one time.
Shows, we would like, and we haven't done a live one in a minute, but we went really all out every time. And they were so much fun. It was
I love
worth it.
It.
But
yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, 13 people saw this.
Yeah. But it's like worth it if you
oh,
nail
it's
it.
So good.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah. For
and he
sure.
tweeted all these updates from the box.
Oh, he's great.
I love him.
So good. You were a judge on Drag Race.
I was All Stars season 3.
So this is like a life dream. What was it like?
It was perfect. It's Michelle Visage is the sweetest woman in America.
Aww.
RuPaul is so kind and so quick and funny.
Yeah.
Like you don't get to see how funny Ru is on the show because they edited it.
Yeah,
right.
But there was so much good stuff that she said that she like but she would be like, it's not gonna make the edit. But like was so funny. And then the queens are stunning in person. Like in person, like they're just, it's a magical place. The crew is so nice.
Aww.
Everyone, it was just like, it was a dream. It was such a dream.
That's so cool.
So you are just there for the runway?
Yes.
Okay.
So I got to watch the Snatch Game uninterrupted.
Yes.
And I didn't know if it was season 11 or season 10 or season 3 of All Stars. Mm-hmm. I didn't know till I got there.
Oh, okay, got it.
So then they like gave me an iPad and I started watching. I was like, oh, these are all queens I know. This
That's
is
so cool.
This is All Stars. And to watch the Snatch Game uninterrupted is like a slow car crash.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, that's the one with Trixie.
Yes, where Trixie infamously did RuPaul. and I asked her, I was like, Brian, why did you do RuPaul to RuPaul's face? And he was like, well, I did it online and people liked it, but the internet lies to you. yeah.
Great lesson for everyone to learn.
Yeah. And then, yeah, it was wild. It was so much fun.
I think in the episode, so there's like, he tells Rue that that's what she's going to do. And Rue's like, uh-huh. Like,
yes.
You know when you're in the workroom and Rue... Yes. Puts his hands together like this, yes. And goes, uh-huh. Uh-huh. You got to change your plan.
You
gotta,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wish we all had a Rue uh-huh in my life. Just not making
yeah. Yes, that would be perfect. Also, I think Aja should have won.
I love Aja.
She did fuck LaBeija, Crystal LaBeija.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And they didn't that's air right. this poem that she did. Like, she didn't read it. She just had it memorized. It was so good. Whoa. And I was like, why didn't they... They truly edit it to fit the narrative that they want, but that's mm-hmm. all reality television.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you guys watch? Are you watching this season?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who is... Okay, so Soju going in, just from the looks, I didn't even watch Meet the Queens. I just decided that was the one I liked. Yeah. And last year I decided Vanjie was the one I liked. And I was like, oh, so the one I like is always just going to go home first. But Vanjie is killing it.
Vanjie's crushing it, and I'm so happy because I really wanted to see her have a strong season. Because right, I mean, when you're a one-hit wonder meme like that, you really have to bring it.
And she's backing it up.
She's backing it up. She's way more polished than the other queens.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's because she got to tour for like a full year and, you know, has like talked about experiences on drag. Like, she just has like the upper hand and she's crushing
absolutely.
It.
And she's getting like that top three edit too, which is nice. It's exciting to be like, all right,
she's all right. so funny.
Yeah.
Did you watch last week's?
Yeah.
Yes.
Where she was trying to be a dad and she just...
That was amazing.
It was so funny. I'm a cool dad. she makes me laugh. So she is... She's like Alyssa Edwards.
Yes.
Where she's just where naturally anything they do. Funny.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But like, I feel like if you put her on a stage and you were like, be funny, tell jokes, I don't know if she'd be able to do
well,
it.
Well, this is controversial, but I love Valentina and that's how I feel about Valentina.
Oh, Valentina is wild.
Like, whatever,
I love her.
Anything she does is funny to me because when she fucks up, she's funny.
Yes.
Like, yeah, but she has to like, it's like her naturally. It's not being like, performed for me. It's just her being her.
Yeah.
And I loved Valentina during All Stars where she was like, that's not part of my fantasy.
Yeah. And this little coconut head of mine.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Valentina really killed me.
Live in a world.
She was treasure. So
did you see her in Rent? She fucking crushed it.
Did she?
I thought she was amazing.
She lip synced Contact.
She did?
She sure did.
It didn't sound good.
What?
She didn't sound good anytime she was singing.
I thought it was good.
Rewatch Contact. She's lip syncing.
I'm never rewatching Contact to save my life.
I always skip that song.
That's the sex song.
Where Angel dies.
Yeah.
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 And then she was
out of breath for Today For You.
But I thought acting-wise, she really nailed it.
I think acting-wise, she was good. It was the scene
I was very pleasantly surprised because I just thought it was all going to be a train wreck. So.
Okay. It was mostly a train wreck.
This pertains to my top secret session.
There's an assessment.
Here's my theory. Tinashe kept looking down the barrel of the camera.
Yeah.
I think she had a prompter. I don't think she knew her lines.
Oh.
She fully kept staring into camera.
Damn.
And I was like, girl.
Oh my God.
You gotta
know
that shit.
Yeah. And also, she wasn't
the ship
crackery
by heart.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not very crackery.
And then same
but
with
I don't
the
think
movie.
Mimi's ever been super crackery.
Yes. Have you ever seen Daphne Rubin Vega?
I saw her play Mimi my first time.
And I think she's pretty crack whory.
I don't think so. She was beautiful in tears.
I think she's beautiful, but then she's got this raspy voice.
Oh, right. The voice.
Right. No, I found Tinashe's vocals never really went there, but I think it was because it was the dress rehearsal and she was saving it.
Also, a dress rehearsal is your first performance.
Yeah.
That should have been great.
Yeah.
They should have been able to air a dress rehearsal. Mm-hmm. I was a theater kid. Your dress rehearsal, is it?
I think
I get saving.
Barbara
a
and I loved it. We loved it.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
I mean, I watched
right place,
it
right
twice.
Time.
So I guess I loved it.
You know, I mean, it beat the fucking hell out of the movie.
The movie was not well done.
Not to bring it up, but the movie.
Also, it should not have ever
like
been made
all.
A movie.
I like all of it. I don't
But
care.
I've also seen the movie at least 8 times.
If it was on right now, I'd be stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm complaining, but I'm so grateful for Fox for doing it.
What are they doing next?
They were going to do Hair, but it got canceled, and they're trying to rebrand and do like something more family-friendly.
Oh.
And I was like,
how do you do I guess just censor out the Nakies?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've only seen Rent once, and it was on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
We took her to a Groupon production.
Yeah.
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 I would go to that.
Can you imagine she was not familiar with the show or not the music.
Hilarious.
And we took her to a Groupon ass production.
You guys are funny.
You had to go on the stage through to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It was one of those black boxes. It was.
What a dream.
Woo!
I got stuck back there and be in intermission. So for during Seasons of Love, I was just backstage with the cast.
You should have just started singing. You should have just gone out on stage.
I was like singing back there.
And then she just scuttered out.
That's so funny. Do you ever have like the fear that one day you're just going to go crazy and walk on stage when you're not supposed to?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. I think about that kind of stuff all the time. Like, how could I ruin this moment to make everybody hate me forever?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Those thoughts cross my mind constantly.
I think it's like that similar, like driving and like, I'm going to crash my car thought.
Yeah, for sure. I'm like, oh, I could just walk up on stage while, you know, Maria Bamford's filming a special and just take a shit right next to her.
And I bet you Maria would go, oh, wow.
I don't, but she's having a good time.
Yeah. It's great. I just want you to express yourself.
She's so funny. I love her.
She's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely think that kind of stuff constantly.
We have to take a break. Okay, before we take a break, let's ask one more of these.
Okay.
Let's see. When's the best time to fuck?
Good question.
You can fuck in the morning, you can fuck in the evening, you can fuck after supper time. When fucking's on a bagel, you can fuck anytime.
Perfect.
I've never had morning sex. Or like daytime sex, I don't think.
Really?
Never?
Oh, it's so
fun. No, I've never had like a boyfriend and I don't sleep over at people's houses.
Oh, that's interesting.
I always leave. So nighttime is good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, under the cover of darkness. But I don't like, it's not like I fuck with the lights off. Lights are always on. I gotta see your dick or puss, whatever we're working with. I gotta see it all.
Yeah. You gotta get into a one-day stand. A one-day stand. When I was single, I had this neighbor. He ended up being the biggest douchebag, but I was like soup horny at the time. And we were like walking our dogs and we both started talking about how we liked the view.
Mm-hmm.
And he came over, we watched the view, he ate me out and he left. It was 11 a.m. So you gotta just get into that.
I don't know.
That's when I had the guy in OkCupid who just came over and ate me out on the left.
Yeah,
time in the middle of the day.
Yeah, it's actually it's even kind of like raunchier
because then you can get lunch.
It's lunchier.
It's lunchier.
We're gonna we'll be back. Okay,
bye.
And Lady Lady and Babs.
And Brandy.
And Tess is here.
Hello. Sorry, I was looking at Lady Pop. I'm Tess.
And we're with Nicole Byer.
Me.
Nicole, do you want to help us give our listeners some advice?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
If you have, we're send us some lady problems because we haven't had any new ones for a minute. So
we want to hear from you.
LadyToLadyComedy@gmail.com. Send us your problems and we will answer them correctly every single time, guaranteed.
Constantly.
Lady.
Ladies, you've helped me out with a lady problem before, but alas, I have another, and it's much higher stakes this time. I've recently found myself in a serious relationship for the first time in about 3 years. We live in different states, but that isn't the issue at hand. Honestly, it kind of helps while I figure this out and ease back into the idea of having a partner. Also, I'll likely be moving to the same city he lives in, totally coincidentally, for work in the new year. Of course, he is pumped about it, and so am I, which is nice. It all seems to be falling together so perfectly. Anyway, everything is wonderful, he's great, we're great, blah blah blah. But it's moving very fast. Long-distance things tend to be that way because we have to pack so much quality time into each visit. I was last out in Colorado visiting for 11 days at the beginning of December. Just before that trip, we became exclusive. But we'd only really been seeing each other for a month, if that. One night on the trip, during a quite lovely alcohol and drug-fueled evening, I told him I'm falling in love with him. But I meant it in the Bachelor/The Bachelorette reality TV vernacular of... I'm not in love with you yet, but I'm heading there. Well, as a 35-year-old man who does not watch reality television, guess how he took it? He immediately lit up and said, really? Because I love you and I've been wanting to say it for weeks.
Aww.
That's cute. Sweet.
That's okay.
Since then, he's been telling me he loves me several times a day. Yes, I'm probably fucked up for complaining about this. I said it back a few times, but I'm trying not to because I don't feel totally comfortable with it yet, sober at least. I feel terrible about my hesitance slash this communication, whatever it is, but I also don't want to hurt him because I do care about him. And maybe I do love him, but it's just been so long since I felt this way and I'm terrified of it, so I'm trying to reject it like a bad organ transplant. I see a future with us. I've already met his whole family. That was accelerated because of wedding weekend. He'll be coming to visit for New Year's and we'll be meeting my family too. We're doing our little mini Christmas together. So ladies, what do? Do I just bite the bullet and say I love you and try not to feel cringy when I say it? Or do I tell him I may have said things prematurely? Do I love him? I know you can't answer that part, but I wish you could. I just can't tell if it was a premature mouth ejaculation on my end or if I do love him, but I just can't mentally handle that yet unless I'm drunk and high. I've been single for so long, it's kind of become my brand. For reference, you could say I'm a Barbara. Well, not anymore. Is this just me of getting in the way of myself, or is it something I need to talk to him about? I don't want to alarm him or put the brakes on this for no reason. We do communicate really well. Okay.
This is a very long email.
Yeah, we get it.
One.
Yeah, yeah. We
two,
get it.
She answered her own question.
Yeah.
That she doesn't feel comfortable because she hasn't been in a relationship for a long time, so mm-hmm. she is rejecting the notion that she can be in love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I say, just say you love him until you don't love him.
Yeah.
And then bring it up that you're not in love.
And you then you... That's
then you break up.
That's perfect advice.
Yeah.
No, yeah, don't go back. Right. There's no like being no, like, yeah, sorry no. I said it.
You can't take it back.
No, that's not a take backsies.
And even on The Bachelor when they do that, I'm like, what the? That's not a different thing.
No.
I'm falling in love with you and I love you. It's the same thing.
It's basically the cop out version of I love you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then wouldn't... I don't think she would want to have a conversation if it was reversed.
No.
Yeah.
To be like, hey,
are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah,
I
like
would
that's
go insane.
Not. I think the distance has given her a lot of time to think and stop thinking. He said he loves you. You mm-hmm. like being with him. You've met his family. Mm-hmm. Seems like you're in love.
Yeah.
Just live.
Yeah.
Live and be happy.
Well, mm-hmm. and it's like, I kind of wonder what does being in love mean to you? Like, maybe you're just associating the bad part at the end where it hurts
mm-hmm.
versus like, you can never love enough people in this life, I don't think. Like,
right?
it's a special moment when you say I love you to somebody, but it's also like, you can love people very freely, you know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be this like, I love you and that means I gave up one of my loves and now mm-hmm. I only have 10 loves left. Like, you have an infinite number of loves.
And no two relationships in your life are ever going to feel the same, so I think it's impossible to try to compare it against something that's, mm-hmm. that you've experienced before. Like, you're happy with him. You do love him. You told him you love him. And I mean, I think the fact that you feel more comfortable saying this with booze or weed or whatever means mm-hmm. that you feel, that just means you're like inhibited.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in similar situation. I'm in my first relationship in a long time, and I said it, and I was waiting. I was like waiting till I wanted to, like, you know, have it be like, I gotta say this, and like not whatever. And then I was worried. I was like, oh no, what if I said it too early and whatever? Because then it's like now we're saying it to each other, and it was kind of like weird for a second.
Yeah.
But then it was not, and it was normal.
How long did you wait before you said I love you?
I'm not super long, but like 2 months, which I feel like is, you know.
I think that's like the normal time.
Well, it's there is no
but
normal
I think
time.
2 months is like mm-hmm. a pretty.
And literally we see each other multiple, you know, we see each other all the time.
A lot,
and like,
yeah,
it's not, it's, mm-hmm. it's so, mm-hmm. I don't know. I just like, it was felt, I felt it and I said mm-hmm. it, you know, and.
It doesn't take anything from you.
Yeah, that's the thing is I don't feel, but I understand the hesitance because after that I was a little like freaked out, like, oh, did I say it too early or whatever? And mm-hmm. then I was like, mm-hmm. no, I do feel like this. Like, I've never, I thought all these facts that you're saying, like, I enjoy hanging out with them, all this stuff, it's like, this is real. Mm-hmm. I think we kind of like trick ourselves. I know that I kind of tricked myself before into thinking I couldn't feel that way about somebody because it'd been so long and I just. A harder shell or whatever, but I think it's like kind of shitty to say that to yourself. You gotta kind of like let yourself go. And
would you say that it was your saboteur?
My
saboteur.
Something. But I think you can't go back. So Nicole, perfect advice. Just let it roll.
Yeah, you gotta let it roll.
Basically your options are keep doing what you're doing or break up with the guy, and it sounds like you don't want to break up with him.
Yeah, definitely.
That's so funny.
Probably one of the best lady problems we've gotten in a while, as far as like, oh yeah, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
If anything.
She had an update on her previous lady problem. I wrote in about the owner of a nail salon my mom and I go to sending me flowers and asking me out. Oh, so the owner of the nail salon.
Oh yeah, I remember this one.
Esther.
Yeah.
Oh. Y'all had great advice, but what did I do? Absolutely nothing. Didn't call or text to thank for the flowers or anything. I intended to, but time got away from me. I suck, I know. I kept the damn card in my dresser for months before finally accepting I wasn't going to reach out, and it had been too long to be anywhere near normal to reach out. Never been back to the nail salon since. I guess you could say I'm afraid of confrontation. I mean, you're normal. That's very normal to do.
Yeah, I think we all would have kind of ghosted that situation.
Yeah, what are you? Yeah. There's lots of places to go to. You're fine.
Your nails done all over the place.
Yeah, but just accept the love, God fucking damn it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you'll be fine. I know this was a little while ago, so yeah, let us know if there's an update on this one.
Because
if you dumped him.
If you were like, just kidding, I didn't actually love you.
Sorry we left you hanging if that's the case.
I'm only like 70% there.
That's our show.
Nicole, where can people find you on the internet?
Nowhere.
What's your internet?
Hell yeah.
My Instagram is it's just Nicole Byer.
Yeah.
Twitter is Nicole Byer. That's what I have.
Nice. And Nailed It is on Netflix.
Yes, my special is the third episode of Comedians in the World. Make sure you're in the U.S. version of it because there's 47 specials. third episode. I have a website, NicoleByerWasTaken.com, and has my tour dates.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Go see her live. She's so fucking funny. Listen to her podcast too. Why Don't You Date Me?
Yes.
I don't listen to very many, but that's one of the only ones I do. It's very funny.
Thank
it's really
you.
Great. Yeah. I love it a lot.
I'll have to have you three on.
Oh my God. We would love
together, though, because that
would be
Burns episodes.
We can all
and
go.
And it's got to go forever.
I guess we can take off this three-person shirt we recorded.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was a little uninviting.
We need to make a fourth guest.
Yeah, you can just get in the fourth hole over here. Yeah.
Okay, let me get in.
Ooh, cozy. hey, Patreon people, hang out for this top secret session. I can't
wait. Holy shit.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.